What is up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in. This is your boy Michael with your live podcast session. I hope you guys are enjoying this weekend. I hope you guys have a safe weekend out there as well. If you're traveling, please have a safe travel. And I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Please tune in every weekday, every weekend, as we will be making daily vlogs and we'll be doing interviews, talking about your latest hottest topics on entertainment, news, fashion, all that jazz. And I will hope that you guys put in some suggestions, comments on anything that I should talk about, and I will talk about it. So guys, to all my high school graduates of 2018, I want to congratulate you and say congratulations, and that you guys deserve it. It has been a long time coming, and I tell you, graduating high school is a big step. I'm looking at my high school graduation picture, and boy, I was a mess. I graduated in 2008. And I'm just looking at it right now. I'm wearing a little tuxedo and my hair is like a mess. Oh my goodness, my hair is a mess. But anyway, I graduated back in 08. I graduated from a school called Door Academy. And it's a private school and a lot different, of course, from public. You know, where in the classroom, in a private school, at most, I had 5 people in the classroom. Whereas in public school, you had 30 plus people in one classroom. But me, I only had 5 people in the class. So we couldn't cut up or act like a class clown, which is cool, you know. And we were close with our teachers. I think that was one benefit of having such a small size class and being in a private school as well. No kid was left out. And, the school I went to really helped out with those with learning disabilities, because I have a learning disability and I struggled with it. I had a reading comprehension disability, a little bit of speech impediment and speech disability, but Door Academy has helped me out so well with my disabilities and helped me to find ways to cope with it. And they've got me through high school. They've taught me a lot of skills, life skills that I will be using here in this world. And then afterwards, I went to community college. And the one thing I regret doing, the only one thing I regret, was that I should have taken a year off from school completely. Like right after I graduated high school, I should have just taken a year before I enrolled in college. I made the mistake and went right ahead, like right after I graduated, the next day to go to college, which was really a bad choice, because at first I thought I knew what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to become a physical therapist, right? Because I wanted to help people. I wanted to be hands-on. I loved the medical field, because if you're in the medical field, there's always jobs out there for you. Like if you, you know, get fired or get laid off on one part of the medical field, there's always some other part of the medical field that you can take. There are some other jobs that you can take in the medical field. So those were the many things that attracted me to physical therapy and the medical field itself. So here I am, you know, the next day taking the college course, signing up, enrolling, getting all my books and everything. And I think I'm doing it, you know. And I'm making something of myself. Boy, I tell you, I did not look or read that the fine print of all the little things that I would have to run across, you know, especially in college. Prerequisites, college credit hours that I would have to take, you know, coursework that I have to take, all this that I will have to take, tests and all this. It was just so much. And on top of that, I was working 2 jobs. You know, I had janitorial job and then I had another job at a retail store. So I had a lot on my plate, and not knowing what it all entailed, I added more responsibility on my shoulder, and that just like really wore me out. And on top of that, it held me back a lot with my college work because I had other responsibilities. And of course, after graduating, I wanted to enjoy myself. because at my graduation party, I had so many gifts for so many people, you know, from money to whatever. I just wanted to enjoy it. And I never had the chance to really do that. And I wanted to do that. And so, you know, I stopped taking a lot of the college classes that I signed up for. I had to withdraw from a lot of courses. I had to redo a lot of the college courses. It was just a mess. And then there was a point where it was like, I just took 1 year off from college and from school. And I had to do it for a real, you know, purposeful reason. My mother, she wasn't feeling well. She was getting sick. She was diagnosed with colon cancer. And so I had to pull out from college and to, you know, help her out and to make sure that things were okay. Unfortunately, she passed away. And that was also a turning point in my life in which I had to put a halt to college education and everything and to stop from there. But, you know, I went through that, and that was a rough segment in my life. And, you know, but on to, you know, graduating, what I should have done was right after high school was, you know, take a year off. And I encourage all those graduating, all those graduated 2018, to take a year off. Take a year off. You know, if your parents are edging you to go to college right away, you know, tell them, express to them that, like, listen, mom, dad, I would like to take some time off before I start going to college. It doesn't have to be a year. It can be 6 months. It can be 5 months. It can be 4 months. But take a break in between, in between graduating high school and going to college. When you do that, you really get to analyze and see for yourself if this is what you really want to do. If you say you want to be a doctor, take 6 months after graduating and research. Do research on how to be a doctor and see if there's something that is really what you want to do. Look at the coursework requirements. Look at all the stuff that is required to become a doctor. See if it's something that you really want. Volunteer at a hospital. See what doctors do. You know, see if this is something that you really want to do before you go ahead and rush into it. Because let me tell you, the worst thing is if you rush into something that you really don't want to do, you're going to be wasting a lot of time. You're going to be wasting a lot of money, and you're going to be wasting, most importantly, time. Time. And time is important. You know, time is valuable. And so use your time wisely. Take some months off, take a year off right after graduating, enjoy yourself, go on vacation, explore the world, go to a country, you know, go to a country and go sightseeing, go cross country, do something, you know, and then get back, collect yourself and get back into the frame of mind of what you're looking, what you're going for and what you want to do with your life. But those are my 2 cents, you know, to all those graduating 2018, you know, I'm proud of you. We are all proud of you. You know, go make yourselves good people and good citizens and represent the community very well. You know, those who are graduating, those are our future leaders. Those are our future people who we need in this world to keep the wheels on the bus turning and going round and round in a sense. Those are the people that we need. So my congratulations to you guys. But always remember, you know, you just take that time off to see where you want to go in life and what you really want to do. And make sure that if you say you want to do something, make sure that is something that you really want to do. Because, you know, this is something that if you really want to do, it's something that you're going to do for the rest of your life. And so, you know, just make sure of it. Do your best no matter what you're doing. And no matter what in life, if you're not going to college and you take another path, make the best of whatever path you're on. That's the key. No matter what you do, make the best of it. My father always said, if you're the type of person who works as a garbage collector, be the best garbage collector there is. If you're scrubbing toilets, be the best person. Be the best person who scrubs toilets in the U.S. Be the best at whatever you're doing. And I tell you, it will produce success and it will help you out through life. And you will get recognition for it. So guys, those are my 2 cents. I hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. And once again, tune in during the week. I will be doing some other broadcasts as well. I will be talking about movie news. I will be doing interviews as well. But all of this will not happen unless I get your guys' support. So please comment, email me, let me know what I should talk about on my next episode. And guys, I hope to see you soon. I hope to talk to you guys soon. And I hope you guys have a safe weekend. And to all my 2018 graduates, congratulations. Go kill it. The world is yours. Make a living. Make it happen. Let's do it. Peace out, your boy Mike and podcasts.